Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless the name of the Lord for making it possible for us to see the 29th day of the month of March, year 2022. Just like yesterday, we started this year, and by the grace of God, we are about to round up the first quarter of this year. We want to take this time to appreciate the Lord, and I want you to also appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who had saved our life, who have protected our life, who have secured our life, who have guided our life, who has been with us, who have been guiding us, who have not allowed the enemy to take up hand over our lives. Appreciate him, thank him, bless his name, appreciate him for what he has done, appreciate the Lord for what he will do, glorify him. Say, Lord, I thank you because you are mighty. Lord, I thank you because you are good. Lord, I thank you because you are excellent. You never fail. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done in our lives, in our homes, in our family. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Blessed be to your name. You are worthy. Worthy to be praised. You are worthy. Worthy to be adored. You are the excellent God. Thank you, Father. La grakados kadiri burus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands as you worship the Lord. Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. Lift up Jesus. He is Lord of Lords. Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. King of Kings. And Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. Lift up Jesus. He is Lord of Lords. Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Our beloved, get ready right now as we enter into this prayer mode. I want you to know that prayer is the key, even in this last day. I want you to know that someone who can pray, we always have victory. And I want you to know that we are in a dangerous world. I want you to know that this is not the time you just sleep off and sleep off all the night. You must be able to wake up at least for 30 minutes or 1 hour to pray yourself into the next level. I want you to know that we are in a very thick age and we have to pray hard. I know that God will answer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to declare after me. Say this statement after me. Declare this destiny-changing confession after me. Say, I refuse to follow any satanic pattern. Other may be fishing and catching nothing. This shall not be my portion. Say special announcement to all destiny killer. My destiny is resistant to failure. My destiny is resistant to tragedy. My destiny is resistant to destruction. My destiny is resistant to backsliding. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say according to the word of God, every weapon that is fashioned against me shall be destroyed by the fashioner. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say every weapon that is formed against me shall destroy the fashioner. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, the Lord is on my side, and I shall not be moved. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Say, no evil power shall pursue me. All my Pharaoh, hear the word of the Lord. All my Goliath, hear the word of the Lord. All my Herod, hear the word of the Lord. I command you to be buried alive. In the name of Jesus Christ. Declare this statement after me. Say, I will arise above discouragement. I will arise above poverty. I will arise above household enemy. I will arise above satanic limitation. I will arise above evil desire and evil expectation. Say, I destroy every satanic dominion against my destiny in the name of Jesus. Say, I destroy every satanic desire against my destiny in the name of Jesus. Say, I destroy every satanic deception against my destiny in the name of Jesus. Say, I destroy every satanic dribbling against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, say threefold amen. 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 Now get ready to confess more. Are you ready? Say, I am part of the fellowship of the unshamed. I have the Holy Ghost power. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I won't look back. I won't slow down. I won't back away. And I won't be still. Say, my past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. In the name of Jesus, say threefold amen to that. Amen. 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 Now declare this third one and declare it loud. Say, I now live by faith. I walk by patience. I live by faith. Say it again. I walk by patience. I live by prayer and I labor by power. My face is set. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My guide reliable. In the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Say, God has created me to do a certain and definite assignment on earth. He has committed into my hand what he has not committed to another person. By the grace and the mercy of God, I shall fulfill my mission on earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, what God has loaded into my life, by his mercy, I shall fulfill them. Say, my portion shall not be cut short. The joy of my life shall not be aborted. Say, any power, any force, any principality that want to abort my destiny and abort my joy, hear the word of the Lord, you shall be cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, any power, any force, any principality that want me to be miserable, that power shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, any power, any force, any principality that want me to go in tears, that power shall be buried alive. Say, any power, any force, any principality, any personality that want to steal what God has given to me, that want me to be in wreckage, that want to steal my joy, that want to steal my laughter, hear the word of the Lord. I command you to be disgraced. I command you to be arrested. I command you to be slaughtered by the fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, every coven where my case has been reported, I command the coven not to function again. And I set fire on that coven. All participants in that coven, I set you ablaze in the name of Jesus. Say, anyone that has been given evil assignment against me, destroy yourself with that assignment in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare this one loud and clear. Say, I am free by the power in the blood of Jesus. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus now 7 times. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. 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 I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. Aha. Ah, wonderful. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon the throne. The song say, Holy Ghost, do it again. Do your wonders again. Do your marvelous again. Open my eyes to see Jesus that seated upon the throne. May the Lord answer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Say, evil altar erected against my peace, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar erected against my peace, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar erected against my peace, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar erected against my peace, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar erected against my peace, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, you serpent of darkness, sent to bite me, come back, bite your owner in the name of Jesus. You serpent of darkness, sent to bite me, come back, bite your owner in the name of Jesus. You serpent of darkness, sent to bite me, come back, bite your owner in the name of Jesus. You serpent of darkness, sent to bite me, come back, bite your owner. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil prophecy directed against my life and my family, you will not prosper. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Evil prophecy directed against my life and my family, you will not prosper. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Evil prophecy directed against my life and my family, you will not prosper. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers that vow I will not make it in life, you are a liar. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow I will not make it in life, you are a liar. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow I will not make it in life, you are a liar. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power sponsoring sickness into my body, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power sponsoring sickness into my body, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power sponsoring sickness into my body, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power sponsoring sickness into my body, yeah, In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil pot cooking the organs of my body, scatter in the name of Jesus. Evil pot cooking the organs of my body, scatter in the name of Jesus. Evil pot cooking the organs of my body, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every cause of untimely death in my family, lose your power over my life in the name of Jesus. Every cause of untimely death in my family, lose your power over my life, lose your power over my life, lose your power over my life, lose your power over my wife, lose your power over my children, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody now, the Almighty God has laid into your heart to sow a seed in order for you to move to the next level. What the Lord has told you to do, quickly do that so that heaven can walk and can really perform what the Almighty God has ordained for you. The Almighty God has spoken to you. You have had this 2 times. Go ahead to do that and do that, do that assignment into where God has given to you in your heart. Make sure you follow all the details that the Lord has given to you. Because when the Lord has instructed you to sow a seed, it will tell you where to sow it. So make sure you follow it. That is when blessing can come. As you sow that seed, you will see what the Lord will do. The Lord has told you this one twice, if no more than that. Please go ahead and do it, and the Lord will back you up in Jesus' name. Like I used to tell you, that we pray is God that answer. When God has instructed you to do something, when you do it, you are going to have the blessing. The Bible says to obey is better than sacrifice. And when you obey the Lord, you will definitely have the blessing. Thank you, Father. Aha. Let us continue prayer. I just have that information from the Lord. I want you to pray now. Say, every evil altar assigned to bring failure into my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar assigned to bring failure into my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar assigned to bring failure into my life, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray, every evil covenant that is bringing poverty into my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant bringing poverty into my life, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Two more prayer. Say, all my very virtue in life, come alive in the name of Jesus. All my very virtue, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive now in the name of Jesus. All my very virtues, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive in Jesus' name. Please say, all my very glory, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. All my very glory, come out by fire. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Pray, mention your name 3 times now. Emmanuel, that's my own name. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Mention it like that. Now listen to the prayer. Emmanuel, 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 what are you doing in the valley of your father's house? Come out and move to the mountain in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, 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 what are you doing in the valley of your father's house? Come out and move to the mountain. Come out, come out, come out, come out and move to the mountain. Come out and move to the mountain. In Jesus' name we pray. Mention your name 3 times again. Emmanuel, 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 what are you doing in the bondage of your father's house? Receive deliverance now in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, 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 what are you doing in the bondage of your father's house? Receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance in Jesus' name we pray. Say, my destiny, arise and shine in the name of Jesus. My destiny, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine. My destiny, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers diverting my breakthrough to another, in the name of Jesus. Powers diverting my breakthrough to another, there, 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 in the name of Jesus. Powers diverting my breakthrough to another, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Oh, a lot of things have happened in that place. I can see the hand of the Lord bringing back what they have stolen from your hand. I can see the hand of the Lord bringing back your breakthrough. Oh, I can see a lot of things that the enemy have stolen returning back to you. Wonderful. Somebody is going to receive the document that will make him so much happy, that will make him so, that will make him to be celebrated. The document you have been waiting for is coming. I can see the pastor coming now, and you are going to have that celebration very soon. Oh, the permanent document, the permanent stay of somebody has been released. You have been waiting for this, your green card. The Lord has done it. Mighty God. The permanent resident has been released. Oh, my God, this is wonderful. Yes. Taleko prakota katakata. Somebody is waiting for a kind of contract. It has been signed now, and very soon you are going to get it. Malipos katoka. Irivo makantaria baraba. Rempo kosko tere kada. Somebody had a property to sell, and you have not been able to sell that property. The Lord said, I should tell you that go to where that property is. Lay your hand upon that property and say this prayer loud and clear. Say, Holy Ghost. You will say, Holy Ghost fire. Overshadow this property. Say 49 times of that property and wait what God is going to do very, very soon, as we have said that. Say, Holy Ghost fire, overshadow this property. Overshadow this property. If the property is far and you cannot go there, get a picture of that property and lay your hand upon it. You can get it on your phone, lay your hand upon it and say, Holy Ghost fire, overshadow this property. Ah, when you say it will be done, because distance is nothing to prayer. Prayer will travel far and perform wonders. The Lord will answer your prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm waiting for your testimony because it's done already. Aha. Beloved, a few days ago, we started a very deep lecture on destiny killers. And we are still going on dealing with destiny killers. Dealing with destiny killers. We have identified what destiny is all about. And for those who have not been with us, I need to let you know that destiny is something very deep. Destiny is something very, very deep. The Bible says something that is very deep in the scriptures. And I want you to look at it so that you can understand when we are talking about destiny, you will know that destiny is not something just to play with. Destiny is something very, very deep. John chapter 1, verse 19 to 23. John chapter 1, verse 19 to 23. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem and asked him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied us, and denied not, but confessed, I am not Christ. And they ask him, Who are them? What then are you? Are thou Elias? And he said, I'm not. Are thou prophet? And he said, No. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? That we may have an answer to them that sent us. What said thou of thyself? He said unto them, I am the voice of one. That is the destiny of John. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. As said by the prophet Elias. That is what we call destiny. John the Baptist told them that I am not Elias, I am not Moses, I am not prophet, I am the voice crying in the wilderness. I am the voice telling you to make straight the way of the Lord. That is my destiny. That is my purpose. I have come to this world to declare I am a forerunner of Jesus Christ. That is just what he's telling them. You understand? And he got his understanding very clear. He understood his destiny and is declaring to them. I want you to say this one. Say, I claim my divine destiny by the power in the blood of Jesus. I claim my divine destiny by the power in the blood of Jesus. I claim my divine destiny by the power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Destiny is what you are on earth to do. What you have been created to do on earth. That is your destiny. You see, sometimes, many years ago, Long years ago, you will see when a child is born, they will take the child to somewhere. They want to know what the destiny of that child will be. Destiny is what you are created to do on earth. Destiny is the purpose of your existence. Your destiny, when we say destiny, is what God had in mind when he fashioned you and sent you to this earth. Destiny is the expectation of heaven for your life. Destiny is the original divine intention for your life. Destiny is the divine blueprint for your life. Destiny is what heaven has programmed your life to do on earth. Destiny is the divine roadmap for your life. Destiny is why you are existing. Destiny is why you exist on earth. Destiny is your appointed or ordained future. Beloved, destiny is your portion in this world. Destiny is a particular assignment you have been given to perform or to perfect. Destiny is your contribution in this world. Destiny is the instruction of your manufacturer. The instruction that divine manufacturer has loaded into your life to fulfill. Therefore,
anything, any power, any principality, any force, any personality that will kill your destiny, that will destroy your destiny, is your major enemy. And that is what we have been considering for the past few days, and I want you to take it seriously. The issue of destiny must be taken seriously. Let me tell you, we don't have two people that are equal. No. We are very different. Your fingerprint is different from another person. You might look at yourself and say, hey, somebody is doing better than me. Beloved, nobody is like you. You may be different, but you are not inferior. Listen to me very well. You may be different from another person, but you are not inferior to that person. In God's plan, you are a different fellow, and you have your own major assignment to perform on earth. You have your major role to perform on earth. Your own is to identify the role and move with it, and the Lord will help us. What are destiny killers? What are those agents that destroy destiny? What are those agents that waste and divert destiny away? Number one, sin. Sin is a destroyer. Sin is a waster. Sin is an emptier. We must deal with the issue of sin. Two, ignorance. My people perish for lack of knowledge. You must not be ignorant of your destiny. Ignorance about your destiny can lead you to untold hardship. Ignorance is a sentence that leads you to a perpetual bondage. You must not be ignorant at all. Ignorance is a killer. Are you getting me now? Ignorance is what? It's a killer. Number three is household enemy. Household enemy. Enemy in the household where you are born. Enemy that has identified who you are going to be and right from your childhood begin to plant evil into your life in order to derail your destiny, in order to waste your destiny, in order to attack your destiny. Beloved, there are many people now, the enemy has planted anger into their life. That anger is to destroy their destiny. There are many people now, the enemy has planted, addiction to pornography, addiction to drug, addiction to evil habits into their life, just to destroy their destiny. There are many plantations of the wicked in the life of many people. Also, the enemy has planted sickness into the life of people to waste their destiny. Also, the enemy has planted some wickedness in the life of people to waste their destiny. Also, the enemy has planted evil, some stealing into the life of people to waste their destiny. Somebody who is well-to-do and is still stealing pants, is still stealing Bible. It is the assignment of household enemy. Household enemy, they have planted evil into the life of many people in order to waste their destiny. These are activity of household enemy. Beloved, you must arise and deal with this power. Number four is demonic attack. Attack in the dream. Attack by wicked forces. Strange attack. Attack from environmental force. Attack from your place of birth. Attack from where you have business. Attack from your place where you work. Demonic attack. Demonic arrow. Flying evil wickedness. They are also destiny killers. Number five is what we know as curses. Curses are dark hand that have ability to bring somebody back to square one. Curses are invisible shadow that overshadow somebody's destiny. Curses are dangerous. When a curse is in the life of someone, it will not make progress at all. When a curse is operating upon someone, it will be having failure at the edge of breakthrough. When you inherited a curse, you will begin to operate in the evil pattern of your father's house. When a curse is operating on someone, that fellow will try, labor so much, but at the point of having testimony or celebration, something will pull the fellow back. When a curse is working upon someone, when they are giving every other person a breakthrough, when they are giving every other person their portion, when they get to getting his portion, something will happen that will abort it. When a curse is upon someone, all his mate will be receiving promotion, he will not. When a curse is upon someone, what is entitled to, the enemy will not allow it. When a curse is upon someone, he will notice that in his dream, something will be stolen from his hand. Breakthrough will be eluding the person. He will find himself going back to square one. A curse is working, bringing somebody back to roots. A curse will always bring you back to square one. When a curse is working upon someone, he will be having a dream that he's seeing himself back in primary school. You must fight a curse and destroy the power of curses. Curses are dangerous things. I must tell you, a curse, it's something that we must fight aggressively. The Bible says, curse, curse, let come. We need to pray very well. We are going to stop here today. And I want you to really confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. And tell the Lord to deliver you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bring out your bottle of water or your bottle of oil. Whatever you have, you can bring it out if you have your mantle. Heavenly Father, I pray that this item shall carry your power. The anointing of fire and deliverance shall come upon these items. The blood of Jesus shall move into the oil and dilute this oil to become the blood of Jesus. The water shall be mixed with fire. The water shall be mixed with the oil, with the blood of Jesus. And they shall become an agent of deliverance. They shall become an instrument of deliverance, instrument that breaks the yoke of darkness. The mantle shall carry power. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little. If it's water you have, drink a little. The oil you have, drink a little. Aha. Now take a little now and rub it on your forehead. Rub it on your forehead. On the forehead of people, there are some marks that they don't see. When you are dedicated to idol, there will be a mark upon your forehead. That mark is a mark of recognition that you are part of them. And that is why many things happen. When some people get to a place, instead of showing him favor, they show him hatred. Rub it on your forehead. Ripatakataka. A ghost card. As you are rubbing it, say, I wipe away every evil mark upon my forehead in the name of Jesus. I wipe away every evil mark upon my forehead in the name of Jesus. I wipe away every evil mark upon my forehead. In Jesus' name we pray. You see, Bible says that Cain complained that those who see me will kill me. And the Bible says God put a mark upon his forehead. God put a mark upon him that wherever he goes, they must not kill him. And that become a seal authenticating him not to be killed. At the same time, the evil power can put a seal upon somebody, representing a mark that this one belongs to us. No wonder the Bible says, henceforth, let no man touches me, because I bear the mark of the blood of Jesus Christ. I want you to put that oil back on your forehead again and rub it very well. Say, I rub off every evil mark of failure, every evil mark of poverty, every evil mark of backwardness, every evil mark of shame, every evil mark bringing me back to square one in the name of Jesus Christ. I rub off every evil mark of witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Rub it off, rub it off, rub it off. I rub off every evil mark of witchcraft on my forehead. I rub it off, I rub it off, I rub it off in Jesus' name. Take the oil on your chest. Say, I rub off every evil mark on my chest in the name of Jesus. I rub off every evil mark on my chest in the name of Jesus. I rub off every evil mark in Jesus' name. Pray. Now rub it on your chest very well. If you have any lump on your breast, rub it on it. Rub it very well, it will disappear immediately. Aha. Now put it on your stomach now. Rub your stomach very well with the oil. And declare it very well like this. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my stomach. In the name of, if you are a woman, you are pregnant, say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my baby, overshadow my womb. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my stomach. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my stomach. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my stomach. Overshadow my stomach. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Now, anoint your two hands. And you pray this next prayer very well. Say, every chain of darkness tying down my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every chain of darkness tying down my hand, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every curse of poverty working against my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of poverty working against my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of poverty working against my hand, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two legs. Uh-huh. Say, every evil load on my leg, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil load on my leg, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, my legs, receive divine instruction and prosper. My legs, take me to the land of dominion. My leg, empower me to make it. My leg, take me to a place where I will fulfill my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Ah, wonderful, wonderful. Pray these three prayer points aggressively. Are you ready now? Anything programmed into my life to destroy my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Anything programmed into my life to destroy my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. Every curse assigned to waste my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse assigned to waste my destiny, break, 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 break in Jesus' name, powers tying down my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, powers tying down my destiny. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Yes, somebody is being released from the coven of witchcraft. There's somebody that received attack on his two legs. Rub that oil on the legs and say this prayer very well for 5 minutes. Say, I withdraw my leg from the coven of witchcraft by the power and the blood of Jesus. I withdraw my legs from the coven of witchcraft by the power. Say it for 5 minutes to 10 minutes. And notice, just watch your, immediately you finish, look at your leg. You will see what the Lord has done. God bless you in Jesus' name. Beloved, you can share your testimony with me on this line, on this line on WhatsApp. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see that woman. The Lord is giving you twins already. And there's another lady there. You have been rejected. Three people had already proposed to you, but all of them went away. God is bringing somebody that will be a permanent suitor to your destiny. Just get ready and get prepared. I can see you being celebrated already. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. Beloved, send your testimony to me, and I'm glad to receive them. The Lord will continue to bless you in Jesus' name. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Flagstaff Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiona. God bless you in Jesus' name.